The Rake. Original author unknown. First known upload by Panda6. During the summer of 2003, events in the northeastern United States involving a strange human-like creature sparked brief local media interest before an apparent blackout was enacted. Little or no information was left intact, as most online and written accounts of the creature were mysteriously destroyed. Primarily focused in rural New York State and once found in Idaho, self-proclaimed witnesses of the story told of their encounters with a creature of unknown origin. Emotions range from extremely traumatic levels of fright and discomfort to an almost childlike sense of playfulness and curiosity. While their published versions are no longer on record, the memories remained powerful. Several of the involved parties began looking for answers in that year. In early 2006, the collaboration had accumulated nearly 24 documents dating between the 12th century and present day, spanning 4 continents. In almost all cases, the stories were identical. I've been in contact with a member of this group, and I was able to get some excerpts from their upcoming book. A Mariner's Log, 1691. Hey, come to me in my sleep. From the foot of my bed, I felt a sensation. He took everything. We must return to England. We shall not return here again at the request of the Rake. A journal entry, translated from Spanish in 1880. I have experienced the greatest horror. I have experienced the greatest terror. I have experienced the greatest terror. I see his eyes when I close mine. They are hollow black. They saw me and pierced me. His wet hand. I will not sleep. His voice. Unintelligible text. A suicide note in 1964. As I prepare to take my life, I feel it necessary to assign any guilt or pain I have introduced in through this act. It is not the fault of anyone other than him. For once I awoke and felt his presence. And once I awoke and saw his form. Once again I awoke and heard his voice and looked into his eyes. I cannot sleep without fear of what I might awake to next. I cannot ever wake. Goodbye. Found in the same wooden box were 2 empty envelopes addressed to William and Rose, and 1 loose personal letter with no envelope. Dearest Lenny, I have prayed for you. He spoke your name. From a witness, 2006. 3 years ago, I had just returned from a trip to Niagara Falls with my family for the 4th of July. We all were very exhausted after a long day of driving, so my husband and I put the kids straight to bed and called it a night. At about 4 a.m., I woke thinking my husband had gotten up to use the restroom. I used the moment to steal back the sheets, only to wake him up in the process. I apologized and told him I thought he was out of bed. When he turned to face me, he grasped and pulled his feet up to the end of the bed. So quickly, his knees almost knocked me out of bed. He then grabbed me and said nothing. After adjusting to the dark for half a second, I was able to see what caused the strange reaction. At the foot of the bed, sitting and facing away from us, was what appeared to be a naked man, or some kind of large, hairless dog. Its body position was disturbing and unnatural, as if it had been hit by a car or something. For some reason, I was not instantly afraid, but more concerned to its condition. It was, at this point, I was somewhat under the assumption that we were supposed to help him. My husband was peering over his arm and knee, tucked into the fetal position, occasionally glancing at me before returning to the creature. In a flurry of motion, it scrambled around to the side of the bed, and then it crawled quickly in a flailing sort of way right along the covers until it was less than a foot from my husband's face. It was completely silent for about 30 seconds, probably closer to 5, but it seemed like a long while, just looking at my husband. It then placed its hand on its knee and ran into the hallway leading to the kids' room. I screamed and ran for the light switch, planning to stop this thing before it hurt my children. When I got to the hallway, the light from the bedroom was enough to see it was crouching and hunched over about 20 feet away. It turned around and looked directly at me, covered in blood. I flipped the switch on the wall and saw my daughter, Clara. The creature ran down the stairs as my husband and I rushed to help our daughter. She was very badly injured and spoke only once more in her short life. She said, "He is the Rake." My husband drove his car into a lake that night while rushing our daughter to the hospital. They did not survive. Being a small town, news got around pretty quickly. The police were helpful at first, and the local newspaper took a lot of interest as well. However, the story was never published, and the local television news never followed up either. For several months, my son Justin and I stayed in a hotel near my parents' house. After we decided to return home, I began looking for answers myself. I eventually located a man in the next town over who had a similar story. we got in contact and talked over about our experience. He knew of two other people who lived in New York who had seen the creature that was now referred to as the Rake. It took the four of us a solid 2 years of hunting on the internet and writing letters to come up with a small collection of what we believe to be accounts of the Rake. None of them gave any details, history, or follow-up. One journal had an entry involving the creature in its three first pages, then never mentioned it again. A ship's log explained nothing of the encounter, seeing only that they were told to return by the lake, by the Rake. That was the last entry in the log. There were, however, many instances where the creature visit was one in a series of visits to the same person. Multiple people, as mentioned, being spoken to, my daughter included. This led us to wonder if the Rake had visited any of us before our last encounter. I set up a digital recorder near my bed and left it running all night, every night, for 2 weeks. I would tediously scan through the sounds of me rolling around in bed each day when I woke up. By the end of the second week, I had gotten quite used to the occasional sound of sleep while blurring through the recording at 8 times the normal speed. I still took almost an hour every day. On the first day of the third week, I thought I heard something different. What I found was a shrill voice. It was the Rake. I can't listen to it for long enough to even begin to transcribe it. I haven't let anyone listen to it yet. All I know is that I have heard it before, and I now believe that it spoke when I was sitting in front of my husband. I don't remember hearing anything at the time, but for some reason the voice on the recorder immediately brings back to that moment. The thoughts that must have gone through my daughter's head make me very upset. I have not seen the Rake since he returned, ruined my life. But I know that he has been in my home, been in my room while I slept. I know and fear that one night I'll wake up and see him staring at me.